Hey, this is Thomas Q. Jones, and you're now listening to the Actors Lounge.
Hey, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Actors Lounge. I'm your host, Mel V, and today we have with us a very special guest. Please welcome to the show, actor Thomas Q. Jones. Hey, Thomas, how's it going?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
So, 12 years as a professional NFL player, and now you're an actor. Can you talk about how that came about? And did you know that this was going to be your next career move after football?
Well, to be honest, I'd always been interested in the arts, even when I played in the NFL. I mean, I had a music label, so I worked with artists and produced music. But acting was something that I definitely didn't foresee in the future. I played a long time in the NFL, and that took up a lot of my time. And then music took up a lot of my time as well. But I was fortunate enough to be introduced to acting immediately after I retired in 2012 by Michael Blackson and Clifton Powell in Miami. I was able to work on a project with them, just kind of something fun to do. And that's how I was introduced into acting and kind of fell in love with it. And then from there, I'm, 7 years later, I'm a working actor, producer, and writer. So, yeah, you never know what lies for you in the future, but I'm definitely glad that I found acting for sure.
Wow, that's incredible. I love hearing stories like that where you've had a whole career prior to being an actor, but you were still able to transition and still find success as an actor. That's really encouraging.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I just kind of on a whim, I was presented this opportunity to work on this project because my permanent residence is in Miami. I'm from Virginia, but my permanent residence is in Miami. And someone suggested this project because they were like, hey, you already have a music division for your production company. You may as well add a films division. So I said, okay, cool. So I actually just added the project. And then by chance, I started to act in it because I was really good friends with Clifton Powell and Michael Blackson. And that's, like I said, how I got into acting. And Clifton Powell really, really encouraged me to act because he felt like I had some raw talent, raw ability. And he saw that early and pushed me and kind of, almost made me, if you know Clifton Powell's personality, he's very assertive when he says something or means something. And so I had no choice but to at least, take some interest in it. And I was able to get an agent in New York and get sent on some auditions. And unfortunately, I started booking some pretty good projects early in my career. And that just kind of just enhanced everything. So,
wow, that's great. So what would you say was different about being a new actor versus being a veteran football player where you were very familiar with the sport? Like, was there a big learning curve for you, like once you got into acting?
I mean, I was playing catch up. I mean, I've been playing football since I was 8 years old. I retired at 33. So a lot of, the craft I had to understand. Acting is so big. Football is big as well, but there's only so many things you can do as a football player. You can run, you can catch, you can tackle. You can throw. I mean, there's a couple extra things in there that you could do if you could kick, but there's pretty much just a small toolbox of things that you have to be able to do. Now, you have to be talented and hardworking and dedicated and tough to be able to be successful. But as an actor, it's just an open world because, in reality, there's just so many elements to life and so many stories to bring to life. And so I literally had to play catch up, which was really cool for me because I'm a very ambitious person and I love to work hard. And as an actor, initially, I had no idea what I was doing. It was funny because of a couple of the projects that I worked on, I hadn't had any acting classes. I just was going off of just kind of instinct and some of the things that I had seen over my lifetime on TV or movies. But once I was able to get in a class, which was the best thing that I could have done for not only just for my acting career, but just for my life. I was able to work with Franz Turner out of Ivana Chubbuck's studio out here in LA, and he taught me how to be an actor and taught me to love the craft, respect the craft, evolve with the craft, and also me kind of became a life coach in a way, because once I retired, I had to kind of figure out who I was outside of this kind of intense, aggressive football player
Mm.
and come back to some sort of place of, humanity, I would say. I mean, because as a football player, you have to be a specific type of person on the field to do your job. And it's not realistic in the everyday world. But as an actor, you have to be vulnerable and open and be human and real in order for the audience to connect with your character. And he taught me that, and it just helped me in my overall life. So acting was not only just great for me in my post career to give me something to do, but it also helped me evolve as a person.
Wow, that's beautiful. Did you deal with any like people questioning your decision to become an actor after having a different profession for so long? And if so, like how did you respond to that or deal with that?
Well, I'm fortunate enough to have good people in my life. I think as we get older, and you evolve and grow, new people come in, old people leave. And I think that's one of the best things as well, is that the people that I've come into contact with have been very supportive. People that didn't understand the decision or didn't understand this industry, I mean, they really had no comment, to be honest. And then if you're actually good at it and you're working, then there's really, nothing too much to say except for congratulations or nothing at all, So I didn't really get much backlash. I have a very small circle of friends and family that I keep in contact with. But fortunately, because I've been able to take this seriously, I've been able to kind of move up the ranks pretty quickly, and the people that I've met have been so like-minded and so supportive and inviting that it's been just an incredible experience.
That's great. Now, what is some advice that you would like to give actors starting out that you wish someone would have given to you starting out?
I mean, there's so many different elements to this world. It's such a complex, layered world, the acting world, and being an actor is very hard, very hard. The craft itself is hard, but the industry is hard. And I think a lot of people don't understand the difference between the show and business, because you hear show business. But I think being able to separate the two, I think telling young actors not to take Hollywood personal, and acting personal, and to just mainly focus on your craft. The opportunities will come if you're good.
Yeah,
You
definitely.
just, you just, and do not quit. Do not quit. There's so many examples of people that have gotten in this industry years and years ago, and they are finally breaking through. There's, but a lot of people, they quit. And obviously, if you quit, you don't have a chance anymore. But I mean, there's just, I mean, for me, I was fortunate enough to come into this industry from another high profile industry, and I had a high level of success in that industry. So I just, me personally, I was fortunate enough to take those tools that made me successful in that arena and bring it directly here. So I didn't really have a struggle as far as my confidence or my mental toughness. All these things were kind of built in. So I was fortunate enough to have those things. But for someone who's a younger actor, someone who's not had that same experience as me, someone who's not had as much success early in their career, it's definitely hard.
And like you said, you had those, it's kind of in a sense transferable skills. I mean, being a professional athlete, I can imagine, is so demanding physically, mentally. Like you have to really have so much to give, like within that sport itself. So, and like you said, you had a lot of success and a lot of probably good connections, a lot of circle and support. So that transition was pretty smooth for you.
Well, I would say the reason why I changed my name from Thomas Jones to Thomas Q Jones is because I wanted to make sure that people knew I was serious. I think sometimes in life, people like to compartmentalize themselves, and then in turn they do it with other people. So, they see you as one thing because they see themselves possibly as one thing. And for me, I've never been that kind of person. If I'm in the studio with my artists producing music, I'm a music producer. If I'm on the football field, I'm a football player. If I'm on set as an actor, I'm an actor. When I'm writing, I'm a writer. So that's how I see life in general, and that's how I see other people in general. So, but I know people don't see things like me, so I wanted to be specific and strategic, because sometimes when you're an athlete or a musician or anyone that's successful in another area, and you come into acting, people initially don't really take you serious, or they're really looking to see, is this person good? Can they really act? And they're more critical. And I understood that. So my strategy was, hey, to protect myself, let me change my name to Thomas Q. Jones. Let me completely go away from football. I mean, I didn't do any NFL interviews. I didn't do any commentary on NFL Network or ESPN. I just kind of disappeared into LA and got into Four Actors Studios, and worked for 4 years in these studios, and connected with other actors, and built relationships with other aspiring actors. And I became an aspiring actor. And then when I popped back up on a couple of projects, especially show Being Mary Jane a couple of years ago on BET, it was just like, whoa, wait a minute. So that's where he's been. But before they could say, could critique me initially and say, hey, this is a football player, let me see how he can act, they didn't realize it was me until after they already saw me on screen. So then their psychological perception was, hey, this guy's a good actor. Wow, and he played football, as opposed to he played football and now he's acting.
That was very strategic on your end. I like how you said you just kind of like pulled away and then you started just going and working on the craft, working on yourself, because you were very committed to becoming an actor. That's very important.
Yeah, commitment is everything. Commitment is everything. You have to commit to anything that you dream of or that you're working towards. If not, it'll be harder for it to happen, and especially in this industry, because so much competition. I mean, although there's a lot of projects, there are certain projects that everyone would like to be a part of, and there's so much competition, and everybody's so good. And the thing that separates you is your commitment, and the genuine love you have for the craft. That overrides anything else, because unfortunately, I think a lot of athletes in particular have gotten bad raps coming into acting, because some of the guys I don't think have necessarily committed themselves, or their intentions weren't necessarily to be known as a good actor, more so than to kind of be on TV, because that's kind of what we're used to as athletes. Pro athletes, we're always on TV, we're always doing interviews, our games are always televised. And so it's hard for a lot of people to kind of get away from that lifestyle. And this is the next possible thing, closest possible thing, is to be an actor, to be on TV. Me, I'm a total opposite. If I'm going to be on TV, I want to be known as someone that can act, not someone that's bad. So that's why I was just so hell-bent on getting in my classes, understanding the craft, and making sure that, I'm bringing my characters to life and giving the audience something they can relate to.
Now, just to kind of piggyback on that, do you still feel, after doing this for a while now, acting your career as an actor, how important do you feel that training and classes are, and what do you do to stay sharp in your craft?
I definitely think training is important, very important. You can always get better, and I write as well as my producing partner. I have my own TV, two TV shows that we've written. We've shot in a pilot. I have three scripts, feature scripts written. So when you're staying in that creative space, it helps you as an actor, because when you're writing, you're constantly thinking about the characters and the backstories, and so even though I'm writing and I'm not in an acting class, my creative juices are flowing, and in my mind, I'm thinking as an actor. I'm thinking, as a director. I'm thinking, pacing. I'm thinking all these things that same thing you would think if you're in class. Same thing you think when you're on set and the director's giving you directions. So I'm still staying in that creative space, as opposed to just kind of waiting for the next gig.
And how do you prepare for each character or role? Like, what do you do to embody the character?
I would consider myself a character actor. I mean, I have a project that I'm working on now where I have to have a Mississippi accent. I have gold teeth. It's a very interesting character. I study. I study, rappers with that type of accent from that area. I look at, something on YouTube, a documentary about that area, about the particular topic of the show. I had to have a seizure on one of the episodes on Be Mary Jane, and I'd never seen one in person, but I had to look them up on YouTube just so I could understand what they looked like and the cause of it, and it was very painful to watch. But it motivated me and pushed me in the scene because the same kind of hurt and, sorrow I felt for the person having a seizure, it translated on film because of what I'd seen, because of my performance. So I study, and that comes from football as well, studying my playbook, studying the defense, watching film literally for hours on hours a day to be prepared for the game. It's watching film, studying, being prepared. That's the main thing that I do is I study whatever the topic is. I get as much information as I can so I'm comfortable. And that way I can perform and not think about what I'm doing.
I remember you on Being Mary Jane. I love Being Mary Jane, and I loved your role on that show.
Well, thank you.
Of
Thank
course.
you.
How was it working on that show?
Oh, it was incredible. It was a huge opportunity for me to be able to kind of jump right into the industry on a show that magnitude with that many viewers. And then the character, I think, was a very relatable character to a lot of people. And me and Gabrielle had great chemistry. And it really let people know, hey, I'm serious about acting. And then I was able to go from that and then take that opportunity and create some relationships. And then, because when I first did Being Mary Jane, I didn't have an agent, I didn't have a manager, I didn't have any representation. Yeah, I had an agent that had submitted me for the gig, but I ended up finding myself without any representation for a while. So a lot of it was just me and my relationships here in LA because I moved from Miami to, I got an apartment in LA and I still had my house in Miami, but I moved into an apartment in LA and I just spent literally all year out here just kind of, working out, going to the gym, moving and shaking, just creating my own relationships, working hard, hustling every day, and showing people what I could do. And then they would give me an opportunity and then I would take advantage of the opportunity. But that show like sparked my whole career. So I'll be forever grateful to BET, Gabrielle Union, Robbie Reed, Twinkie Bird for the opportunity they gave me.
That's such a huge opportunity, especially early on in your career. That's huge.
Yeah, it was a big deal, especially coming off of the first season they had where the show was hot, and then they're going to season two, and that was big shoes to fill because Omari Hardwick was on there the year before, and then he went to do Power, so and then I kind of not took his space, but kind of filled a little bit of that slot. So there was a lot of expectations. So fortunately, I was able to perform, and people liked my character.
That's awesome. Now, before we wrap, I just wanted to ask you, what keeps you going and what keeps you motivated? What keeps you motivated in pursuing this career?
I think just the fact that you can, in football, you max out ability wise because it's physical. When I was 10, 11 years in, after my 11th year, I just hit a wall. And going into my 12th year, I was like, this is it. I'm done. I'm physically, I can still play another two or three and pad my stats. But I just mentally was like, I just knew this was it. And so I spent my last year just playing as hard as I can and reflecting on my career and then saying, wow, I've been playing since I was 8 years old. I'm 33 and now my career's about to be over. Well, as an actor, it's like, I start off in Being Mary Jane where I'm kind of playing myself as a football player and that kind of character to now I'm playing a character on a big star show that's coming out next year where I have a southern accent, a Mississippi accent, and I have gold teeth. You know, so, I'm literally becoming or Luke Cage, where, you know, I let my hair grow out and I had dreads, and I play a character that had a sexual relationship with his best friend in prison. I'm playing more complex and layered characters, and I'm growing as an actor and growing as a person. So I think what keeps me going is just the unpredictability of what's next. The unpredictability of how hard I'm going to be able to have to push myself to do something that I never saw myself doing before. And I think that's what life is in general. So as an actor, this just gives me more motivation to do that.
Do you feel like that helps you just like taking on such different and complex roles? It has opened you up as a person and created that, allowed that vulnerability? Because I know earlier you were kind of talking about just your identity as a football player and then transitioning to, you know, being an actor. Like, has that helped you a lot?
Definitely, it definitely has, because you have to be around certain people, certain situations that you may not be comfortable with or that you may not be used to. But you have to look at things from a realistic perspective. Life is life. I mean, there's all different types of people in this world. There's different lifestyles. I mean, it's life. All right, imitates life. The one of the most important things I remember my coach saying is to me in class is your job is to bring the character's story to life. It's not your job to judge the character. It's not your job to judge the character's background. It's not your job. And he actually was pretty upset about it in class one day. I said, well, I didn't agree with the character's decision. And he kind of snapped on me and said, who are you to judge this character? Your job is to bring this in. And it stuck with me. I mean, there's so many different things that I learned from Franz Turner, who honestly is one of the most important people in my life as a man, not just as a coach, but just as a man, as a human being. There's so many things he told me that I think about before each take. If you believe it, they believe it. Bring this character story to life. There's little nuggets that just stick with you through every scene and every project. And so, I'm really excited to be in this industry and the progress that I've made. And so I'm looking forward to working with newer people, newer experiences, learning from new people, learning from their experiences, and then hopefully bringing those experiences to life. Because you never know who's going to connect with your performance and who's actually going through whatever your character is going through. I think that's the beauty of art. Art definitely imitates life.
Definitely, definitely. And I know I said I have one last question before we wrap, but I actually wanted to ask you about the app that you created.
Yes,
Can you talk
yes.
about that and how that came about and how it's beneficial to the industry?
Yes, so I came up with an idea for a mobile app called CastStar, CASTAR, and the website is castarapp.com, CASTARAPP.com. I came up with this idea about 5 years ago, literally on my couch in Miami. I saw the Social Network movie with about Mark Zuckerberg, and that's the first time I had seen it was in 2014. And I just became obsessed with this movie and the concept behind Facebook, because when I played in the NFL, I wasn't on social media. I think I had social media accounts. My assistant had accounts set up for me, but I never used social media. When I came to the NFL in 2000, I mean, there were no Facebook, Instagram, none of that stuff. So I didn't use it while I was in the NFL, but I had to when I retired because of my artist I worked with. So I had to promote my company, promote the music, stuff like that. So I became obsessed with this movie, and I was like, I need to come up with an idea for something that's going to help people, help connect people. And I just got into, I just finished shooting Being Mary Jane, and I was getting ready to move to LA. And I was like, well, the casting process in LA, I don't know how that's going to work. I know my agent is introducing me to casting directors and submitting me for roles, but what about the people that are in LA that don't have agents and managers? And so me and my partner, Sky Powell, we created CastStar, and basically it's a mobile app for creatives to connect with each other. In the age of the internet, I mean, there's so many projects right now, so many people that are becoming famous and successful because of the internet. And but we wanted to create a hub for talent in LA specifically. And so that's why we created CastStar. So basically, it's a free download
Nice.
on iPhones. Now it's only available on iPhones, and it's only available for LA. So if you're not in LA at this point, you can't download it. But obviously, we're going to expand. But we're in LA, and so this is kind of a stomping ground. So you download it for free. Either if you're looking to post a job opportunity, whether you need an actor, you need a model, you need a hairstylist, you need a makeup artist, you create a profile for yourself and you post the gig and the specifics of the gig. And if you're talent looking for these gigs, you sign in, you post, you create your profile, you get 10 pieces of media, whether it's some acting clips, whether it's your headshots, and then you can put your resume. And then once you see the gigs that you like, whatever gig you like, you can submit to it. So you can hit a submit button, and you can submit, you literally submit yourself directly to whoever posted the gig. And if they like you and like your profile, then they can message you. So it's literally like a virtual casting office. And it's really taken off. I mean, people are booked. I think someone just booked a National Mazda commercial a couple of weeks
Whoa,
ago. Yeah, it's
that's
really taken
huge.
off. And we also provide services for the talent as well. We have an acting class once a month for them, 3 hours with Ingrid Shaw, one of the best coaches in LA. We have a casting audition technique class for the actors, and we also have a mixer once a month. So the talent on the app and talent in general can come and, we have a DJ, we have food, everyone can kind of sit around and connect. And, because the thing is, as creators, we have very specific stories that a lot of people might not understand. And sometimes it's hard to kind of express some of our, highs and lows with people who aren't in the same situation. So our mixers have turned into like one big party, an event where everybody's just having a good time listening to music and exchanging information. It's such a diverse crowd of people. It's just beautiful. Really, to me, is what LA is. So I'm really happy with the community we've created with Caster, and it's growing and building. And so, yeah, the app is free. It's available on iPhone if you're in the LA area. And I actually have a film festival today that I'm going to be a celebrity
Oh, nice.
guest host. It's called the Reach Film Festival out here in LA. It's the second annual event
That's awesome.
for short films. So, I'm literally built into this industry, built into the tech space with my tech company and my mobile app. And then as an actor, I have my film that if you guys can want to check my film out, I did called A Violent Man. It's on Amazon, iTunes, YouTube, and it's also available on DVD. But I play a mixed martial arts fighter that gets accused of a homicide. So it's a suspense thriller film, and that's available now also on DirecTV. And that's I film I produced that through my production company and starred in it as well. It's got Isaac DeBakele in it from Black Panther, Khalila Joy DeBose is in it. Denise Richards, Chuck Liddell. It's a really, really good cast. So that's available too.
That's awesome. You are in the mix. Like you got a lot going on, and that's so cool. I love it. I love that resource that you've created, that app for actors and just artists and creatives in LA. That's so important because a lot of times, actors or people in the industry that don't necessarily have the agent or manager, they just kind of feel stuck. They don't feel like they have any resource or connection. So you creating an app that they can get opportunities, like that's priceless. So I thank you for that. I'm not in LA, but all my LA actors, please download that app. It's called CastStar.
CastStar,
CastStar.
CastStar, and it's on iPhones, and the website is CastStarApp.com. And yeah, I mean, it's free to download. That's the thing, I mean, if you're a working actor, sometimes, it gets slow if you don't, even if you have a manager, an agent, you still have to, keep your lights on, and then there are people out here that are literally trying to cast for projects, but they might have not have access to certain talent, or they have to scour Instagram or Twitter, or, and there's so much there, it's hard to filter through, where this is the one place you can come and you know that exactly what you need is right there in front of you. And it's inexpensive, it's not, and it's on your phone. So, you literally don't have to even go in and on your computer or laptop, you can just look right there on your phone. I mean, you could be in an Uber and you could submit to five gigs right there in an Uber, and next thing you know, you get a message back.
Oh, that's great. And I love the fact that you offer acting classes and mixers and it's just creating the opportunities for artists to connect. That's so priceless. I love that. That's awesome.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we can really genuinely care about the action because this is
Yeah.
what we do. I mean, if you're an actor and it's a slow pilot season, instead of sitting around waiting for your agent or manager to reach out to you and say, hey, you have an audition, I mean, you literally can book something right there on Caster. And I mean, because there's so many opportunities and gigs in LA, and specifically in LA, there's so many opportunities. And we're going to grow it. Obviously, we want to take it to Atlanta. We want to take it to New York. We want to take it to Chicago. We want to take it to a lot of the major cities. And then there's a lot of cities now that people are filming. I'm filming a movie in Baton Rouge
Nice.
in July, and I'm filming a movie in Kentucky in June. And then filming Atlanta in November with Tyrese.
Wow.
So there's a lot of places that we want to bring this app.
Yeah.
But collectively, because we're here in LA, because a lot of the industry kind of starts here in LA, this is the reason why we kind of planted our flag here. So yeah, the website is there. You can check out the website. You download it. You see the gigs. It's very easy to efficient to use. It's smooth. I mean, use it as a tool, you know.
Yeah. That's a great tool. Yeah, and I know actors that aren't in LA will definitely be looking forward to the opportunity that when it does expand into other markets, 'cause that's a great resource to have. And
Thank you.
you just I love everything that you're doing. I love your story. It's very motivating, very encouraging, and it just highlights that, you can make a decision, commit to it, and make things happen. So, thank you so much for being on the Actors Lounge and sharing your story.
Well, thank you so much too for reaching out,
Of course.
and I appreciate you taking interest in actors and just
Yeah.
their stories. It means a lot to us to know that people actually care, because this industry, even though it's great and it has its perks, I mean, it can be very cynical and very shallow at times
Yeah.
because that's just the nature of it. So as actors, we really appreciate what you're doing too, as far as reaching out and
Thank you.
actually caring about our careers and where we're going, and it means a lot. And
Yeah.
you never know which person needs that opportunity, no matter how successful they seem.
Definitely.
Everyone needs validation. So I appreciate you reaching out. It's an honor to be on the show.
Of course. Thank you so much. Can you tell the listeners where they can keep up with you or connect with you on social media?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at Thomas Q Jones, Facebook official Thomas Jones, and on Instagram, Thomas Jones RB. I'm trying to get Thomas Q Jones on Instagram, but some guy has, and
Oh.
it's a private page. I've DM'd the person and they won't message me back. So just
That
know I'm working on getting the Thomas Q Jones, so it's all the same.
Got it. Got
So
it. No, I totally understand. It's so frustrating. It's like, just give me
yeah, I sent him a
the
DM. I'm like, hey, it's me. Can we work something out? No
Yeah.
response. So
Oh, man.
yeah, but I guess Thomas Jones RB will do for now.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we know where to keep up with you and find you and connect with you. So, best of luck to you and your career and your continued success. So, thank you for being on the Actors Lounge.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.